Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and happy Saturday. This is Marcia, Dr. Cappuccino, with, guess what, the show you love, Global Vision for Living Today. Hello, everybody. I want to thank you again for coming on and, you know, saying good things through the week. I hear from you through the week most of the time, and I'm always conscious of what your dreams are and where your heart is and really what you want to hear on this show. You have been so happy that a lot of diverse topics has jumped on board, and I'm happy to say this morning our message topic is man's progress for good in the world. Has any been made to be the judge? Has mankind honored himself? When you look around, it appears that mankind has lost its way. It has had a way. It still has a way. But do mankind really want to honor itself? Is there anything to honor about fallen man? Oh, my God. I see this dashboard popping. Is that something that they really want to do? We're going to take a look at man's progress for good. If you want to take a trip through history, put your seatbelt on, because that's where we're headed with this show. Mankind was created with everything that he needed. And, of course, we know the story. We're not going to bore you. He messed up. That's bottom line. He messed up. Coming all the way down through century, he didn't want to honor a creative creator God. He wanted to do things his own way. He was told through Samuel the prophet, it's not going to work. He was told through even the original judges of the house of Israel, it did not work. Then we fast forward up to the prophecy. Has it worked? No. Then we go on to the 9th, 10th, and 11th century. We step over into the age of Reformation. What has happened since then? Nothing. You might say the Vikings were powerful. Joan of Arc, a woman, was powerful. You can talk about all the icons through history. We don't have time to do it. But has there been any progress with man for the good? He has a habit of building up and with his own mouth and hands tearing down. And each one of our generations, we know they have walked away and turned their back on the Creator, who said, get out of here. Go, go, go. That's always been an edict. Go out there and multiply the earth. Go out there. Go out there. But in their going, with the knowledge that they've had stacked on top of the generation that came before them, nothing has worked. And when we fast forward to 2021, oops, we can start back. I see something here under the 2020. Excuse me. Thank you, lady. If we just fast forward to 2020, passing two world wars, Korean War, the Alabamian War. I just learned about that. War between Mexico, Vietnam. Has man's progress for good in the world, has it been made? We've had soothsayers. We've had men of cloth. We've had congressmen, senators, House of Representatives. We've had everything. And guess what? Man has not progressed for the good. And there are some reasons. Mute your phone and stop toying around with whatever you're doing, whoever you are. This is God's time. Give him this. Or don't give him nothing at all and tell him that. But for all intents and purposes, we have Colonel Harrison on the phone. He's with us every week. You are with us every week, and you've been following the show. But the title right now of this show is Man's Progress for Good in the World Has Any Been Made. Let's not joke about it. Let's not pull our heart out of our own chest.
trying to answer that. We already know the answer. The answer is no. Planes are flying in the air, submarines cruising in the ocean. All of mankind work has been put before its face. Right now on Earth, has that progress been for good? Colonel Hanson, how are you doing this morning?
Doing well. Good morning, Dr. Katina, listening audience. Thank you for asking. I hope all is well with you in the listening audience.
Well, I sure hope it is with me. Yay. But has mankind really made any real progress for the good? We know he take two steps up and he take 1,100 million back. What seems to be the problem?
The problem with mankind is that we have developed a rebellious nature against the Creator. And anytime we rebel against that which has created us, or that which is better than us, that which is greater than us, and not willing to acknowledge that, then we're destined for a fall. So mankind has lost its way because of rebellion against the Creator, God Jehovah.
Well, and we see every day that rebellion is backfiring on mankind. You hit it right on the nail, a rebelliousness and a refusal. As my father, the late, great Bishop James Mims, used to say, they don't want to give God the glory. He said they want the glory. Look what they have on. Look at the shoes they're wearing. Look how their hair is. Look at what they're driving outside. Ain't got but a dollar worth of gas in it. I mean, he was very out there. And we would say, yeah, that's right. I have to borrow $3 to get to church, Reverend. They do not want to glorify God. When you glorify a person, let's kind of say, okay, just a minute, God, Jehovah. When you glorify a person, you take care of that person. You do all you can to make that person shine. You do all you can to make that person look good and healthy, wealthy, and wise. You do all you can. You go out of your way. You do all you can to see that that person is happy. We have not done that to the Creator because all he says really, and summing up in two words, obey me. That's a sermon in itself. That's a sermon in itself. He used to say, okay, we can say the prayer and go on back home. Two words, obey me. Does it appear, Colonel Harrison, that mankind wants to obey their Creator? Of course, he knows more than them. Does it appear that they want to obey God?
No, Dr. Capitina, and that's the mystery, for lack of a better word. Mankind was created in the likeness and the image of the Godhead, had everything God had provided, made greater than any creature God had ever created, given free will, intellect, power,
wow,
knowledge of right and wrong. And so, again, man imparted from that and decided to live the way man wants to live, independent of the Creator.
And we see the carnage. Now, while that, what you just said, is true, why do you think, and someone said, you can't blame it all on the devil. And again, I attribute that to Bishop Mims. He said, you can't blame that all on the devil. Because the Bible says that mankind was created perfect, and as you said, in the image of God. God has not turned on himself yet. Never he will. That's not going to happen. Oh, no, no, no. So our human couple, Adam and Eve, are you stating that they themselves, when you said they had everything, But what obviously was lacking, if they turned on God and plummeted the entire human race to an apocalypse-like condition, what seems to have been their problem. The Bible, God says they were created by him. And the stars clapped their hands and said, yes, this is a perfect pair. What happened? What was going on in the minds of Adam and Eve?
I'm glad you asked, Doc, because that's where my thoughts have gone with respect to this topic. Adam was created from the dust of the ground in the image and the likeness of the Godhead. Eve was made from one of Adam's ribs. God gave them instructions in the Garden of Eden, clearly over 6,000 years ago, according to historical biblical mandates, that there was a particular tree that had fruit and had the knowledge of good and evil in the midst of the garden, in the center of the garden. They could eat from every tree that's in the Garden of Eden, had everything. They were vegetarians. But the tree that was in the middle of the garden that had knowledge of good and evil, they were not to eat from it. The day they ate from that, they would surely die. And there was a creature in the garden that seduced the woman, convinced her to eat from that tree. She ate from the tree, gave it to her husband Adam. He ate from the tree, and thus sin came in the world, death came in the world, and the fall of man came into the world. Disobedience to God, the Creator.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think that this pair could have been thinking or alluding to amongst themselves? The Bible says that Adam sinned, and through him, guess what? Chaos sent into the earth. So we're not putting Eve on a back burner. But what do you think was Adam's problem? Because he was created perfect, perfect according to the Bible. God makes no mistakes. He made none then. He makes none now. What do you think was going through Adam's mind? What was he looking for? What did he really want? Who did he really think he was to take of that? He was the one got the edict. What do you think was going through his mind? He walked thousands, not just two or three days, 1 week, but chronology, biblical chronology states and shows he was in that garden for thousands of years before Eve even came on the scene. We're talking about 6,000, whether his existence, yes, through birth. But what was Adam's problem that he, who God told him directly, don't do that. What was going through Adam's mind? I know you really can't say, oh, this, oh, this, oh, that, because none of us was there, and there is no report on that. It just says, oops, do that, oops, do that, sin entered into the world. I'm not trying to preach this morning. What was Adam's problem?
It appears, you're right, God commanded Adam not to eat from the tree. And Adam commanded his wife Eve not to eat from the tree. Adam was
held
responsible of what, because he disobeyed, and he should have had control over his wife not to disobey. Number one, Adam, and number two, not to obey God. Number two, not to disobey Adam. This is my understanding. It's Genesis chapter 3. When we look at that particular text and that story, is that the serpent seduced Eve with words, convinced her that she would be like a little god, convinced Adam he would be equivalent to that of God, and it appears that deprived that deception that was told to Adam and Eve, and it led to pride. It led to false pride, believing that they could be equal to God, the Creator, and that they would not die. It's what caused them to transgress against God. False pride.
Okay.
Being puffed.
I want you to.
Want to be.
I want you to hold that. Colonel Harrison, I want you to hold that for a moment. Let's push Eve to the side. Not just because this is Women's History Month. Let's put her to the side. The question was, Adam, not Eve, Adam. We're on Adam right now. What do you think might have been his problem? Because he was given the command. He said, you see that in the middle of the garden? You see that tree in the middle of the garden? Isn't it lovely? Isn't it beautiful? What do you think was Adam's problem? Let's leave the woman out of this. What do you, let's just concentrate on him, because it was him the edict was given out of the mouth of God. She wasn't even around then. But what do you think might have been wrong with Mr. Adam?
I'm intimately familiar with this story. And I have come to a spiritual conclusion after much study, much meditation, much prayer. I've come to a spiritual conclusion that Adam clearly understood what God said, clearly knew what God meant, clearly knew what God's intentions were. He understood the instruction. But Adam gave in to a lesser form of being than God. Adam gave in to the woman, his wife. Adam had listened to wrong advice from the woman, his wife. Adam is at fault. God made him first. God created him first, gave him the instructions. So when Adam listened to Eve and went against God, then he disobeyed God, and then Eve became his God because he listened to the woman. And the woman caused him to transgress against the true and living God, who is the creator. He listened to one who was lesser than God. That's what gets us in trouble today, listening to people who don't have the knowledge that they proclaim to have, when we should seek it and find it ourselves so that we can live a life that's pleasing to the creator.
That sure is a very good answer, because Romans 5:19-21 says, Adam disobeyed God and caused many others to be sinners. But Jesus obeyed God and will make many people acceptable to God. We know the writer of this. We love our Paul, who was once called Saul. The Bible says, I don't see anything here about Eve. The Bible, and I'm looking at all the contemporary English version, King James version. I'm looking at all these versions, and they all say, Adam, by one man, sin entered. Adam disobeyed God and caused many others to be sinners. So anyone that wants to get to the bottom of the truth, and Colonel Harrison has always given us information on here, but I'm just looking at all of these biblical so-called translations of why did Adam disobey God? Adam disobeyed God and caused. That's the CEV version. It doesn't say anything about the Eve right now, but it says here, what did God say to Adam when he sinned? So, oh my God, to Adam he said, because you listened to your wife and ate from the tree about which I commanded, so you must not eat of it. Cursed be the God, the ground because of you, and so forth and so on and so on and so on. So we're putting this issue right at the feet of the vulnerable one and the rebellious one, as Colonel Dr. Harrison said at the beginning. Yes, we are pointing the finger right back to where it should be pointed. So according to our topic here, man's progress for good in the world, has any been made? Not really. Not really. What kind of progress could someone have that willfully disobey God and still continue to walk upright onto feet? What should they have? What good should they have? But we know that someone came down through over 42 generations, said, I will. He said, them two together, oh, look what's going on down there. He says, well, here I am. I'll put on a robe of flesh. Send me. Father, Son made a pact. And I know Colonel Harrison can speak more about that. But man really has not made any progress. When man, like a poisonous disease, turn on its own flesh, there can be no real progress for good. It could just be a yearning and a burning to leave this encasement of flesh and go any direction. That's how people are feeling because of things they see, hear, smell, and have to bear the burden of. Now, has man made any progress? Will he make any progress without acknowledging a God, a living God? Colonel Harrison, will there be any real progress on earth with the status of man and where he stands in the eyes of God?
Not until man turn away from his evil, wicked ways and turn back unto God. King Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived, the king of Israel, lived around the 9th century. He says to us in Proverbs 14 and 12, there's a way about man that seems right, but the end leads to destruction. Man wants to lean unto his own understanding, his own knowledge, his own intellect, his own intuition. And as a result, He struggles and he lapses in and out of trials and tribulations and he does not have to when the script has already been written and all he has to do is follow the script. And he can lead his wife, he can lead his children, he can lead his family, he can lead his friends, he can lead his coworkers and others in the way they should go so they can enjoy a prosperous life in this life. But yet man chooses to do it the man way based on his own intellect, his own knowledge, his own understanding, which is opposite of that of the Creator.
Sure is opposite, and that's why he seems to appear not to be able to pass go. Go, passing go, the line go, is over into a reward for obedience. It is over the line, leaving sadness, sickness, death, murder, all manner of diseases behind. And the scripture says that in Revelation 21. Here it is. It's a new day. He's going to usher in a new day where no resident will say, I am sick. Death will be no more. You know, it's really funny that in all of mankind's existence, he cannot stop the rain. He has not conquered cancer. 1 in 3, they say, have cancer, will die from cancer. Well, where are the men with the white coats? Research, billions and billions of dollars. Can't stop that. Stop crime. 8-year-olds carrying guns. Mankind in this status, that's no progress for the good at all. It seems like the condition of man is getting worse and worse and worse. COVID is a very good example. Couldn't do nothing. Hundreds of thousands have died and will die. Something is wrong with that. What is wrong with that picture? Is there, Colonel Harrison, another reason why sin and murder and mayhem is stalking the earth? Who's the real culprit behind this?
Well, there's two principalities or two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. And if we're not following the instructions according to the kingdom of God, then we're following the instructions according to the kingdom of Satan, the evil one, the prince of this world. So we have to decide which God we are going to serve. The God,
I don't think we can hear you. Get into the mic, sir. We can't hear you.
Thank you. I was saying there are two kingdoms, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. We have to decide, based on free will, which kingdom we're going to serve, the kingdom of the true and living God, who is the Creator, God Jehovah, or we're going to serve the kingdom of the fallen one, Satan, who causes all the sin, sickness, death, crime, disease, and all that we're experiencing.
Yeah. The scriptures show that Satan, Lucifer, Satan, the fallen one, the angel of darkness, we could go on with some of the names that he has caused. the Bible says that the whole world in James is lying in the power of the wicked one. The whole world is lying in the power of the wicked one. And 1 John says that the world is passing away, and so is this lust. But the one who does the will of God continues to live forever. Yeah, another New LT translation. And this world is fading away along with everything that people crave. But anyone that does what pleases God will live forever. Isn't that something? So I think we have hit things on the head as far as man's progress for good. He has none. He's nothing more, like my father says, a blind tinkler. You know, a tinkler used to have, you know, a office or some kind of warehouse where there's a lot of metal things in it, and, you know, he was manufacturing goods. Nothing more than a blind tinkler. Anybody that can say, oh, well, we've come to this, or we've done that, and here's this latest invention. One thing about it, they have not found a cure for death. From the beginning of time, Moses said, 70 or 80. 70 years and then 80 special mightiness. Ain't none of them around. So since that's the case, whatever progress man could make, you look up and you're reading his obituary. So it behooves all of us to get in where you fit in. And that is all the way back to your intended purpose of creation. What did God have in mind for mankind through Adam and Eve? What was he thinking when he said, go on out of here and multiply the earth, not kill off through abortion, and I'm going there, not kill everybody off through abortion. You are misrepresenting your womb, and of course the author of life. And I read a report that says every woman that's ever had an abortion will have cancer. So maybe, I don't know, don't quote me on it. I just read it. I don't know where. Look it up yourself. Google that statement yourself. But progress and you living a measly 70 years? We got to be crazy. No, there really has been no progress except in the realms of evil, darkness, and continued rebelliousness against God. Colonel Harrison, what is the answer to mankind's problem now that we've studied and learned and proven through biblical means that man really doesn't have any progress whatsoever? Because he can't enjoy it. By the time he wants to enjoy his progress, he's dead. What should be the final clarion call for anyone that wants to see good in our world?
Turn around. Turn from leaning into his own understanding. Turn back into God, the Creator, and follow that which God, the Creator, already has laid out for us, has mapped out for us, has illustrated in past history. And once we turn around, turn back, go back to God, and God will receive us, and he will lead us in the way we should go, and we will live a wholesome, better, less sinful, and more progressive life than we're currently living through the sin and the trials and tribulation and the ups and downs and all the evil and turmoil that we're going through.
Thank you, Colonel Harrison, for your answers. Thank you, listening audience, listening guests. You've been tuned in to the Global Vision for Living Today. I'm Marcia. They call me Dr. Cupertino. Colonel William Harrison is our illustrious co-partner, whatever we want to call him. We both thank you, and we hope to have you tune in next week, God willing, Lord willing, to the Global Vision for Living Today show, sponsored by Block Talk Radio. Have a great weekend.